Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Kuf Dalet. We left off yesterday two lines from the bottom of the Amud, three lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. The previous Gemara dealt with the fact that Micha, who was the one that made the Pesel Micha, is not enumerated among those Hedyotis that we said in our Mishnah, She'ein lehem chelek li'olam haba. And the Gemara asked, why not? After all, Micha made his Pesel Micha. One would think that he should be among those that ain't lehem chelek. And the Gemara says that he had a redeeming feature, and that was that he always made sure neisha pitoy mitzuya li oivrei drachim. He always made sure that he gave food to travelers. In other words, he was a bal hachnosas orchim, and that is a tremendous chesed which outweighed, or at least helped to ameliorate, the terrible debits that he had because of the fact that he made the pesel micha. So, because we spoke about that, the Gemara continues. Three lines from the bottom. Amr b'yechem mishim b'yosi ben kisma gedol legima. The taitch of the word legima, says Rashi, means achila shemachilin orchem. Food that you give to guests. That is so important, says the Gemara. It has a few qualities. Number one, shirchika shtei mishpachos mi Yisrael. We're going to talk about that shortly. That's about amoin u'moyav. We'll see that in a moment. And on the other hand, oh, the Gemara taka brings it. Shinemar, avar shlekin mo'eschem alechem amayim. The Pasuk says that you're not allowed to go and marry a Moabite or an Ammonite. Why did it say, so you see from this that the lack of giving food to travelers, that's so bad, because Baruch Hu says these people have no midos whatsoever. We will mark these two mishpachas from Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they didn't give food. Rabbi Yochanan di Deyomer, Rabbi Yochanan now adds to that. In other words, this Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Now Rabbi Yochanan himself says, Marchekis is a kroivim, that's what we just discussed, you're marchik the two, aminim wave. Makarevis is a rechoikim, the Makarevis is a rechoikim is talking about if you do give food. Marchekis is a kroivim, if you don't, then you're marachik kroivim. If you do give food, then you makarev rechoikim. What is that referring to? We'll see in the Gemara. It's referring to Yisroi was makarev Moshe Rabbeinu. Umalemes einayim and Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then can close his eyes from the Rishoyim. Normally that Rosha would get, in our case, in our Mishnah, in l'chedek l'chom haba. However, in the case of Micha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed his eyes, so to speak, because he gave legima to travelers. Umash shechina al nevi habal. Even a Novi Habal, who's a Novi Sheker, if he goes and gives Legima, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashra his Shechina on him, and allows him to get true Nevuah, even though until a moment ago he was just a Novi Habal. We'll see about that in the Gemara shortly. Vishigigosei Oile Zodai. Shigigosei Oile Zodai means if a person by mistake does not give food out, then Chas V'Shalom he could go and get punished as if he did it b'mezid, willfully. Each one of these Igmar is going to explain in detail. Merachekis is akroivim. What does that mean? Like we just said, mi'amun umoyev. That what? The top Rashi says that they were absolutely kroivim, because after all, they are the children of light. And that being the case, we should want to be makar of them. No, because hashalekin mu'eskim alechem amayim. Forget about it. We're merachik them. We don't want to have anything to do with people that do not have the most basic of midas toys. Umekarevis is a rechoikim. Where is that? Me Yisroi. Dimer b'yoychan and b'schar. That Yisroi said, Kiren loy v'yoychal lochem. Remember, the daughters of Yisroi came back and told him about this young man that came from Egypt. Exactly. Hitzilon miyad harayim. He went and saved us, and he gave gam dolay dolay lonu, and he gave us water. And so now Yisroi said, no, so why didn't you come in? He should go and eat some lunch. He should have supper. Kiren levi yoichal lochem. Guess what happened? As a result of that, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu eventually married Tzipora. And then Zocha b'nei Bonav, the eniklach of Yisroi, was Zoycha v'yoshvu b'lishkas ha'gozis. They became members of Sanhedrin. Really? Yes, Shenem, it says in the Pasuk. This Pasuk appears in Divrei Hayomim, of Mishpachos Soifrim Yoshve Yabetz. The word Soifrim Yoshve Yabetz means these were the people that sat there in the Lishkas Agazis, being part of the Sanhedrin. Who are those Mishpachos? Tirasim, Shemasim, Sukasim, Hema hakinem haboyim machmes avi beis rechev. Now the word kinem over here is a reference to b'nei keini choisen moishu, k'siv asam b'nei keini choisen moishu. Ah, so I see that some or all of these that we just enumerated, these are from the kinem mishpacha, meaning b'nei keini choisen moishu. How did they go and get to be mishpacha soifrim yosh v'yabet? The reason is because their Zayda, Yisroi, said, Kirin loy v'yoy chalochem, he was Makar v'choike, Makar Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's chus, he had such tremendous eniklach.
What's Yavetz?
That's the
just the name.
Yeah, exactly.
There's Chosid Yavetz.
We have Chosid Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov ben Emden, Rabbi Yaakov ben Tzvi. Sorry, Nachmul?
Yitro invited Moshe Rabbeinu, lo lishma. He wanted to make a shida, because he had any...
Could be. Maybe there was a shotgun there. We don't know. Anyway.
I think Susie was in
there. Yeah, exactly. No question about it. So, Uvenekeni Choyse Moshe Olami Eratwar. Es bene Yehuda Midbar Yehuda Shebenegev Arod Vayelech Vayeshe Vesoom. Period. So that's the connection between Yisroi and Moshe and the Indian of Legima to Makarev Esra Choykin. And we continue now. Malenes Einayim and Erishon. Rabbi, welcome. It's Taf Kuf Dalet Omer Aleph, or 10 lines from the top of the Omer. Kuf Dalet, 104. That's what we discussed already in yesterday's Gemara. That was the introduction to today's Gemara, that even though Micha made the Pesel Micha, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him, that he was able to go into Olam Haba. What is that talking about? Period. What is this all talking about? So, in greater detail, there was a person by the name of Idoi, who was a Novi MS, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent this Idoi HaNovi to go and say Nevuah to Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam, you better shape up or ship out. He told him, if you're going to continue on your bad ways, and Chas V'Sholem, Sinishgut. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu told Idoi, and by the way, after you go and tell your Nevius to Yerovam, I don't want you to go back the same way that you came initially. I want you to go back a different way. And I don't want you to stick around for food. If either Yerovam or somebody else invites you to eat, forget about it. Come straight home. You'll eat when you get home. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Idai. What happens? Idai Taki gave the whole Musa Shmuz to Yerovam and said, Yerovam, you better be good. And as he was about to leave, Yerovam said, look, why don't you stay for lunch or for dinner? He says, I can't. The boy Shem said, no. Okay, and he left, and he started going home. En route, as he's going home, an old friend of his, who was a Novi Hasheker, comes over and says to Idoi, come to Rhein, come in and eat some food. You know, let's schmooze, let's go over the good old days. And Idoi Novi said, no, I cannot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said I should go home and not eat anything en route. So this Novi Hasheker said to him, because Baruch Hu revealed himself to me, and he said to me that you can come in and there's no problem, and he changed his mind, Kav Yochel, no problem, coming over. So Idrei HaNovi was convinced by this Novi Hasheker that that's what Hashem told him, even though he was a Novi Hasheker, and even though Idrei HaNovi didn't get that Nevuah, however, his heart softened. He said, and that was conscience. After all, I'm going to make a bracha before and afterwards, you know. No, don't worry. Anyway, he ate there. And as he's finishing eating, a Kodesh Baruch Hu now appears for the first time to that Novi Hasheker, to that Novi who was Hasheker. Mm-hmm. Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, please go and tell your guest, you were not supposed to do that. Your specific Nevuah was to come straight home and not stop off, not stop at the red light, and not to go and pay $200. Now, don't pass go, don't pay $200, the whole geschäft, and therefore, unfortunately, that will be your end. Anyway, so, because of the legima, even this guy's a bad guy, he's in the Vihabal. But nevertheless, because he gave legima, he was zoicha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashe shechina on him, and told him this nevuah, that unfortunately, Idoi is not going to... is not going to survive because what he just did. Period. What is this all about? Period. What is all of this about? We're talking about that unfortunately Shaul HaMelech was very jealous of David, and he had decided he wants to eliminate David. Shaul HaMelech had a son by the name of Yehoinasan, and Yehoinasan and David were best friends. And therefore Yehoinasan was an in-house spy, so to speak, and he called up David HaMelech and said, David, you better macha pleita, you better run as quickly as possible, because my father Shaul wants to go and chas v'shalom kill you. And guess what happened? And David, in fact, ran and ran and ran, and eventually he and his chevra were hungry, and they came to Noiv, and then they came to the Achimelech, who was the Kohen Gadol of Noiv. Remember that Noiv at that time had the Mishka Noiv. And then what happened? So he told them that we are very, very hungry. Can you go and help us out? And yes, he did help him out, and he gave him food. He was under the impression that David was working on behalf of Shaul. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol thought that he's helping out not only David, but even Shaul HaMelech, without realizing that, in fact, the two were at loggerheads with one another. And he gave them food. Doeg HaDoimi, who was a very bad guy, and who was an advisor to King Shaul, said, Shaul, do you have an idea what's going on? David HaMelech ran away, and Noiv and all these Kehanim and the Kohen Gadol all helped him out, and they gave him food, and they supplied him, and when Shaul HaMelech heard that, he was very upset. So he said, Doeg, do what you got to do. And therefore he sent Doeg on a mission, and unfortunately the whole Noiv Kehanim was killed out, and eventually Doeg was also killed. And eventually Shaul, because he had ordered the killing of Noivir Kahanim, and unfortunately he and his three children were also killed, among them being Yohainasin. Now, what the Gemara tells us is, what Yohainasin could have done when he told David HaMelech about this terrible news that he has to flee because of his father Shaul, Yohainasin should have given him along a package, a care package, with two loaves of bread in it. Had he given those two loaves of bread, then David HaMelech would not have had to go to the Kohen Gadol of Noiv. He wouldn't have had to go and ask him for some food, and then Noiv would not have been killed, and then Doeg would not have been killed, and Shaul would not have been killed. So that's the whole background to this Gemara. The Shigigosa Oilazon, the Shoigeg that Yohainasin did. What was his Shoigeg? That he didn't have the foresight to go and give food to David HaMelech when David HaMelech would have to flee. That Oilazon, Zodin means, unfortunately, he paid for it with his life, because eventually his father Shaul and he and his two brothers all passed away, all because of those series of events. So getting back to the Gemara, Shigos Oilazon, the Umr of Yudam Rab, Il Moli Hilveyu, Yohainasin and the David, if he had lent him, in other words, he had given him as a present or alvo or whatever, and he'd given to him shtei kirkas lechem, then David HaMelech would not have had to stop over in Noiv. He wouldn't have had to ask for alms for food. Noiv would not have been killed. Doimi would not have been sidelined and eventually killed. Shaul and his three sons would not have been killed. It's all because of that terrible bubu that he, Yohainasin, made by not giving legima. So you see that legima is so important, that what was started off as a shoygig, unfortunately, had the result that Inabachi passed away as if it was a zod, as if he had refused to give it to him. And with this, we end off that shtickle Gemara, which started off in legima. We go back to our Mishnah now. And our Mishnah, as you know, has four hejoitis and three malachim. Who are the three malachim? Yeravam, Menashe, and Achav. Question is, what about Achaz? Achaz is a terrible guy. Now, we already mentioned Achaz yesterday in the Gemara. If you just go back briefly to yesterday's Gemara, we had on the third wide line, beginning of the line, Achaz bitel eswa avoide v'chosem esa toira. Achaz said, we don't have to bring kabbonis anymore. He closed up all the bottom midrash and that people shouldn't go and learn. That was in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Subsequently, the Gemara told us, Achaz hiter eso erva. He told people, Aroyus is mutter. No problem. Adultery is no problem. Incest is no problem. Everything is fine. So Achaz obviously was a very bad king. So frankly, Gemara, why wasn't he also listed among those in our Mishnah? Because he happens to be sandwiched in between two tzaddikim. Who are the two tzaddikim? Yoisam and Chizkiyahu. Between Yoisam and Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Yeah, really? Yes, Achaz was the father of Chizkiyahu, and he was the son of Yoisam. So Yoisam was, quote-unquote, a good guy. He wasn't one of the most famous good kings, but he was a good guy. Achaz, unfortunately, was terrible. As you see, stopped the Avodah, stopped learning Torah, Hiteres HaRoyos, exactly. But then he was zoicha to have a son like Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was the great Tzadik Hador, and therefore, since he was sandwiched in between these two tzaddikim, we couldn't go and throw him to the lions and say, Eim l'chelik olam haba, he has enough schusim for the two sides, that he is a ben olam haba after all. Rav Yosef Amam Neshahoyu Leboishes Panim Yishayo. There's another reason. The reason is because he had Boishes Panim. In other words, even though he taka sinned and sinned, but when Yishayah came to go and tell him Musar, he was embarrassed. He didn't go and say brazenly, I don't care. Doesn't make a difference. Quite to the contrary, he had Busha from Yishayah. How do I know? Shem says in the Pasuk. V'yem Yishayah from Yishayah. Say no likras. Achaz. Go to Achaz. Beat him. Ata Ushori Yosher Bincha. You and Yosher your son. El Kitzei Toalas Habreicho El Yoina. El Mesilas. Stay Hakoivis. Stay Koivis. Go to that place. To the Mesila. Mesila is the path. Stay, of course, in the field. Koivis. Freit Yimora. My Koivis. What does Koivis mean? Yimora has two interpretations, both of which are similar. Ikriyami de kofshinu li ape v'cholav. The word koivis over here should be understood as if it said koivesh with a shin. You know, a shin and a sin are the same letter, and sin and samach are mischalif. So therefore, kofshinu li ape, meaning that when Yeshaya came to him, he covered his face in shame. Oy, 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 what did I do wrong? Yeshaya Novi, especially coming to go and give me musr and to give me a rebuke and criticism, etc. So that was the first thing that we're saying.
B'chalaf means?
B'chalaf and left. Okay. And the second version, similar, but even more graphic, if you will. What does that mean? That it's true that he covered his face, but he didn't just cover his face with his hand or with his hat, but rather he took an oichle kitzri. Oichle kitzri means a kli that was used by the launderers to go and sprinkle water on top of clothing as they're getting to go and wash the clothing. These are the days before washing machines. Did you know there was a period of time they didn't have washing machines? Anyway, so that sprinkler, well, that was a kli in which they put the water in and it sprinkled it over the clothing that needed to be washed. So that type of thing was similar to presumably like a basin, but it had holes in it, like a sieve, and therefore he took that. He put it over his head, and that's the way he was so embarrassed. He didn't just put his hand over his face, but he put the whole kli over his face when Yeshaya gave him musar b'chalaf, and then he left. Excuse me, please put yourselves on mute. Yes, I'm sorry. That was Omain. That was going to come to Omain. If you go back to yesterday's Gemara, the fifth of the wide line. It was in a descending slope. Ochas hitres erva, then Menashe bo al choisai. It's a fifth wide line. Then Omein bo al ima. He went and lived with his own mother. Rachman litzlan. Okay, so now because of your bringing this to our attention, continues the Gemara, brother Shai, menem aleiman who has Omein. If Omein is such a bad guy that he lived with his own mother, can you imagine what a terrible person? That was the Gabi Hilchas Arayis. The Gabi Toira and Yerushamayim. He went and burned the Torah, Rachman al-Islam. We had Menashe before, save the Torah, Machmar Einecha. Omen on the other hand, Sarav Esa Torah. And because he didn't allow for any avoider whatsoever in the Beis Hamikdash, cobwebs and spider webs all grew on top of the Mizbeach. Anyway, so L'chori, he would qualify to be part of the famous three, make it into a club of four. She'en lem chelik le'olam habam and ne'lam anu as. Amai. Ne'kvoidoi shel Yoshiyahu. Because the covet of his son. Amai had a son. This Yoshiyahu, not to be confused with Yishayo. That was with, of course, Shin Ayin, and this is Aleph Shin. So Yoshiyahu was the son of Amai. And Yoshiyahu was a good king, a good fellow. In the schus that he had such a son, and the son did mitzvahs and masav toivim, that gave enough credits to the father that the father didn't have to go into the permanent purgatory of never being allowed to go to olam haba. So why don't we say the same thing with Menashe? That although Menashe had a bad son, but he had a great father. Who was his father? That was because Chizkiyo HaMelech. Why don't we say because of the covet of the father? If a person has a son who is a tzaddik or a talmid chacham and learns Torah and does mitzvahs, those are all schusim for the father, because the father obviously has the mitzvah of chinuch. And if he did, Baruch Hashem, a good job, and he had siyata deshmaya, and everything worked out. So all the mitzvahs that the son does, he continues the legacy of the father. In this case, he improves upon the legacy of the father, because you had over here the son of Amoin, who is Yoshio, so the mitzvahs that he does, that inures, gives credit to his father. That's why, for instance, on a yard site, one goes and gives money for tzedakah, one learns Mishnayos, besides saying Kaddish, Tikkun, all of that is to go and give schusim to the Nesham, which is already in the Olam Emes, but nevertheless to somehow shift some schusim from this world up to that world to give schusim. But that was Bro Mizaki Abba. However, Abba Le Mizaki Bro, the fact that the father was a great tzaddik, that doesn't help out the son. How do we know? The Chassidus said in the Pasuk, "Ein miyodi matzil, miyodi darshins, ein Avraham matzil es Yishmael, and Yitzchak matzil es Esav." Unfortunately, Avram cannot go and help out Yishmael. Yitzchak cannot help out Esav. Why? Because they are the fathers and not the sons. So to Mahash the Asal Hachi, once you've come on to this, that a son's mitzvahs are schusim for the father, we asked before, why wasn't Ochaz listed in the Mishnah? And the Gemara said the reason is because either two reasons. Either because he's mutl ben shnei tzadikim, Yosem and Chizkiyo, father and son, or because he had tremendous busha when Yeshayo gave him reprimands and rebuked him. Now we don't need to come on to that. Now that we said that if you have an Erlich, a son who does mitzvahs, a mas and toivim, that inures credits for the father. Oh, so Ochaz had that son, Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech was a great tzaddik, and therefore some of those chusim go upward towards the father, and that's the reason why Ochaz was spared from, unfortunately, from being from that famous or infamous club of the three that don't have a chilek leim haba. Why wasn't Yoyakim mentioned? Yoyakim was a terrible guy, a very, very bad melech. That being the case, now how bad was he? If you remember, the Gemara said yesterday something which is incredible. If the Gemara wouldn't say it, we wouldn't be able to say it. 10 lines from the bottom, it said, "V'yesu divrei Yoyakim v'toyavoisov, his abominations v'hanimtza olav." What means v'hanimtza olav? Says the Gemara machlokes. One man, the Yemer, says, "Shechokak shem avoidus kochovim al amosai," to show his love for the avoidus zora. He had a tattoo artist go and write the name of the avoidus zora on his aver down below. Can you imagine? V'chad omer, the other one says the other way around, "Shechokak shem shemayim al amosai," to mavaza the shem Hashem. He wrote the shem shemayim down below on his aver, so every time he had a bee or every time he went to the bathroom to urinate, so Hashem's name was there. Can you imagine? Ein lecha bizoyin godel mizu. And so therefore, Yoyakim, she should be the chief of all of these three or four that shouldn't go. And the reason why he was spared that fate was Mishum Debchia Baravuya. And now the Gemara is going to repeat a Gemara that we had about 20 days ago.
Didn't he also throw into the fire the scroll from Yirmiyahu or something? Or that was a different...
Yeah, Yoakim, it could very well be. It sounds familiar. But apparently this is considered to be even worse.
Yes, that trumps.
That trumps it, okay. But that's not a political statement yet, but it trumps it. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, we had this Gemara already before, on the skull of Yoakim, it was written, Zois v'oidacher, is this and that other thing. Obvious question is, what does that mean, Zois v'oidacher? And now the Gemara tells us a very dramatic, graphic story. Zekena de Rebbe Preda, the Zayd of Rebbe Preda, who was Rebbe Chiya Bar Avuya, Ashkach Gulgalta, he found the Gulgalis. It means a skull, Da'av Kashad Yibishar Yishalayim, that was rolling around in the street, right? You walk down the street and you see there's a skull going back and forth. Uksiv Bon, it says on the skull, Zuiz Voisech Oidacharis. When he, Rebbe Chiya Bar Avuya, found that, what did he do with this? Kenoi to the Preda. That's one and the same that Rashi said back on Daf Peites, I think it was. So he's void Acheres, Kovra. What did he do with the skull? He buried it. I mean, what did he do with the skull? He buried it. V'le Ikbara. But every time he buried it, it came up again. Kovra, V'le Ikbara. Put it down a little bit lower. 2 feet down, 3 feet down, 4 feet down. Guess what? And it's burst out once again. Omar, he said, I know what's going on. That's Gugalto Shul Yoyakim. That's a Gugalus of Yoyakim. Tchsiv Bey, what does it say about Yoyakim? Because he was such a Rasha. Kvuras Chamor Yikovers. Choy Vahashlech. He's going to have the Kvura of a Chamor. As we know, Chamorim don't normally have a Kvura. Rather, what is their Kvura? Choy Vahashlech, that their bones and their bodies are just going to go and roll. In Yiddish, Valgrenzach. They're just going to be Hefker in the rechoyvos in the streets. So that's what's happening. Nebuchadnezzar, his kfura is like a chamor, that his skull is rolling around everywhere. Omar, but nevertheless, he said, Malko, after all, he was a Melech Yisrael. To go and have such a zilzul that his skull should be rolling around. Come on. So what did he do? Karcha b'shiroi, he took it and he wrapped it in a silken fabric. Voisu b'siftin, he put it into a box. And he left it at home, figuring, let me think about it, let's see what we can do. We'll talk to the Rabbanim, the Bnei Yeshiva. And chazisa d'bisu. And when he was away, his wife is doing Pesach cleaning, and she comes across this box, and she opens the box, and she sees that it's silken fabric. She thinks, oh, maybe this is my husband put away a present. Maybe it's my happy birthday present, because tomorrow is my birthday. She didn't know. Savra had itzaka maisa. Now, that's what our Gemara says, that she herself thought that maybe this is the skull of his first wife. However, you'll recall when we learned this back on Daf Peites, it was a slightly, or Pei Beis, I think, it was a slightly different girsa, and that girsa is brought here in the hay of Masoris HaShas, and that is Ashi Debissa, Chazisa, and what she did was, she saw it, Nafka Omer Lehu Yeshiva Vasa. We don't know what her name was, but presumably her name was something like Sally or Nancy, and she knocked on the doors of all of her shcheders and said, hey, Sprinza, can you come by? I just found something in my home. I'm a little bit concerned about it. Can someone kind of tell me what it's all about? So Amri Lasa, ooh, the shcheder said to her, Ahi, that skull that you're seeing now, that must be that of his first wife. In other words, apparently this is a second Zivik Shaini, and the first wife, Hava, he couldn't possibly forget about her. If you remember, we had the word Menashe was Manchi, that he forgot about the Rabbi Yishlam, forgot about Yiddishkeit. So, he couldn't forget his first wife, so therefore, although the rest of the body presumably is buried somewhere nicely in a cemetery, but at least he wanted to have a memento, have the skull of his wife. The second wife was not happy to hear about that pronouncement, so what do you think she did? She took shagra, she took it in tanur, she put it into the tanner, the colts, and burned the skull nebuch of Yoyakim. So that's why it's in the pasuk. Zois v'oidacheres. He got two punishments. Punishment number one, that the skull was nebuch rolling around in the streets, and number two, that eventually it was burned in the tanner. Because of that, he was spared from the other bad fate of not being able to go the oilam haba. Okay. Zokti Morietz, Tanya Omer Shimon Aluza, Bishvil Hatui Beinecha Osisi, Ma'ois, Bishvil Ma'ois Nochrem Ochlu Al Shulchonoi, Bishvil Shanochrem Ochlu Shulchonoi, then Gorim Golas Lubanov. What is this all about? This is talking about Chizkiya Melech. Now we know Chizkiya Melech was one of the most righteous kings that Klal Yisrael ever had. We had the Gemara before that when Chizkiya became king, one of the first things he said was, open up all the Bata Midrashim, all of the shuls, all of the yeshivas, all of the koilim, all the Bata, that everybody has to come and learn and learn and learn. And if you don't learn, Chas V'Shalom, whoever doesn't come in, Yedake B'cherif. And as a result of these strong pronouncements, they were Boidik Midon V'Yad Be'er, and there was no Amma'oritz left in Klal Yisrael, and then from somewhere to Antifris, and they saw that every Tinnik V'Tinoikis was a Baki in Hilchis Tahara. So Chizkiya Melech was considered one of the all-time greats. Nevertheless, shortly before he was about to pass away, he got very, very, very sick. And he was upset about being sick. And he was deathly ill. To the point that he spoke in such a way which the Gemara considers to be unbecoming for a person of his great stature. What was that? He said to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and looking at number 8 in the Torah R, or maybe Ches in your Gemaras, Ono Hashem, Zchor no, Eis Esher Hisalachti Lefanecha, remember what I did whilst I was king, Be'emes Uvulev Shalim, Vatoy Be'necho Sisi, Vayev Chizkiyo B'chi Godol. So Chizkiya Melech, instead of asking, you know, Rashi brings at the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, the reason why it says Veschanan is that tzaddikim are never brag about their accomplishments. Quite to the contrary, they always ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for matnas chinam. They do not feel that they are deserving of a reward for all the righteousness that they had, but rather, Veschanan Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, give matnas chinam. I don't deserve it, but please. Here, unfortunately, Yechezkel did not take that tact, but rather that road, but rather he said, Rabbi Nishlam, remember all the mitzvahs of Masa Tovim that I did, and in that tzchus, please go and save me that I shouldn't pass away from this terrible machlam. And eventually, as we know, Yeshaya Novi came, and then also what, you didn't get married, and then the Menashe. Okay, that's a long story. But for our purposes, what the Gemara tells us is that this was a shtik lechet, if you're talking about a person on the madreig of Cheski HaMelech, and one chet, it's a veira gerer saveira gerer saveira. As we'll see in the Gemara. Tanya Rishon Lozer Bishvil HaToy Beinechos, you see, because he said these words about a Toy Beinechos, you see, then he was Oiver, the second sin was the Ma'ois. What was the Ma'ois? That when Yeshaya Novi came to tell him, your tefillahs are niskabel, and you're going to live another 15 years. So what did he ask? He said, Ma'ois, can you go and prove it? Can you go and show me some sort of demonstration? So because of that, so this was already the second Aveira. Because of Tevei Nechasisi, this led to the Ovoin of Ma'ois. And Bishul Ma'ois, the Nochrim Ochu al Shulchanai. Now, what was the Nochrim Ochlo al Shulchanai? So we had this already a few days ago in the Gemara, that when Cheski HaMelech was saved on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Arichas Yomim. On that very day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu added 10 more hours to the Chama, to the Shemesh that day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had taken away the 10 hours in the times of Ochoz, so that there shouldn't be enough time to go and be Masvidim, but rather just go and bury him, and not even talk about him. So that was a 12-hour day that was shortened into a 2-hour day. 10 hours were taken away. Kadosh Baruch Hu restored the 10 hours in the times of Chizkiah. It was a 22-hour day. Meroyach Baladon, who was elsewhere, said, oh, he was a king of Aram at the time, and he said, wow, something fantastic must have happened. A 22-hour day, can you imagine? The day just keeps on going and going and going and going for another 10 hours. I never heard of something like that. So he asked his advisors, can you figure it all out? And then they told him the good news that Cheski HaMelech was such a great person that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes nigla, that Baruch Hashem is going to have another 15 years, as well as he's gesund. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu added another 10 hours that day. Wow! Such a great person, said Mureich Baladon. That's the type of person that one has to respect and that one has to go and give and show respect to. So what does it say over there? That he sent Shluchim to Cheskiah to celebrate with him and to acknowledge the greatness of Cheskiah HaMelech and of the God of Cheskiah Rabbi Nishalem, that he did such an openness, etc. So now, what happened? So when Mureich Baladon went and sent his Shluchim to Cheski HaMelech made for them a royal banquet. And the Gemara holds that that was something that he should not have done. He shouldn't have made a royal banquet for these goyim that came. And we're going to talk a little bit more in detail, what did he show it, what did he do at the banquet. We'll see that in a minute.
We had on the days earlier that you're supposed to,
you're supposed to feed them, give them, and welcome them, they're traveling from a foreign land, be hospitable.
Everything is great. So if you bear with me for another five lines, you'll see what the Gemara considers to be the in.
Just give them a Danish and coffee instead of a steak dinner.
Well, you'll see. So therefore we have, and so now this led to Bishvil Shnochrim Ochel Al Shulchanai, because eventually the Nochrim ate on his table in the times of Reich Baladon. Goram Golus Lebanav, that eventually his own children and his Eniklach unfortunately had to go into Golus, the Eniklach of Cheskiah. So we had a progression. Hatoy Ben Achasisi, that he didn't speak to the Rabbi Shalom properly when he asked for Rachmanis. And then he said, Ma'ois, I want to have an ois, and I'm going to have it extra years. And from that, Ma'ois led to having Nochrim Ochlo Shulchanai. Nochrim Ochlo Shulchanai led to that his children, unfortunately, eventually had to go into Golus. So, ironically, the Gemara says, Messiah Le Chizkiah, this story about Chizkiah Melech is a right to Chizkiah, the Talmudic figure Chizkiah, they had the same name. The Omar Chizkiah, Kolam Mezamene, Vichom Letoich Beisim, Mishamish Olav, Goyrim Golus Lebanav. Chas v'Shalom, a person goes and invites an Oivik Chavim, although we normally teach Oivik Chavim a Goy, Oivik Chavim means a person who's actually doing Avodah Zarah, and therefore he's a bad influence on the family and on the Mishpucha, and keep him out of here. And if Mashamash Olav, then Goy is going to move on, Chas v'Shalom, Golis can happen for his children. Shenemar, Uvanecha she'yotzim imcha, asher toilid, Yikochu. Yikochu means they will be schlepped away, they will be taken away. Vayisarisim, Heichel Melech Bavan, they will become sarisim, servants there in the king's palace. Who are we referring to? Referring to, at the very least, Daniel, and it could also be Hanan, Mishol, Vazaya, depending if they were Mishpacho or not. We had a machlokes about that early in the Gemara, if they came from the same Shevet, a different Shevet. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, let's talk a little bit about that royal feast that he made, Vayismach Aleyem Cheski. Cheski made a ganze simcha for them, not just a, as you say, a Danish and coffee. Vayarem es beis nechoisoi. Poshep Shat Nechoisim means his treasury. He showed him all of his treasury. And es hakesef, v'es hazov, v'es hapsomim, v'es hashem anatoiv. All the wonderful things that Hashem gave him. And he boasted and showed, oh, you see what I got? All this largesse. And a show off, yeah. Omer Rav, my beis nechoisoi. What's the taitcha beis nechoisoi? The Gemara gives a number of interpretations. First one is, Ishtoi Hishkos Alein. He had his wife be the waitress that was pouring the wine or pouring the liquor for them. That Gemara can say she was the queen. She shouldn't be not dignified at all.
At least she was wearing clothing around Kashi. Yeah.
Now the queen, okay, that's a different story. Now the question is, how do we get to the word Beis Nechoise referring to the wife? So Rashi says that the word Nechi or Nache means subtraction. What means, what's the subtraction over here? That we know that Chava was subtracted, so to speak, from Odom Rishayim. So therefore, any wife, in a sense, is subtracted from the original male, just like the times of Adam. That's how Rashi explains it. If you look at Rashi, based on Chayis, Ishtei Hishkos Aleim, on the left-hand margin, about halfway down the Gemara, Ishtei Hishkos Aleim, he, Atzma Mezeges Lehem, the queen herself should be going pouring, she should be sitting on the Kisei HaMalchus. V'ayinu beis nechoisei, loshim menakeh, menakeh means to go and subtract, to deduct.
Like a discount, to give a menakeh al ashar.
Good. Al shem tzela, shenifchasa min ha'odam, mimena nivra, isha, Chava was born from Adam because of that deduction, that subtraction, that discount.
That's addition by subtraction?
Yes. Yes, sir, kenotel dami.
What was that, Nachman?
Addition by subtraction.
His addition, that is, his wife, came by subtraction. Very good. Beautiful.
I'm trying to make up for absence.
Of Shelley.
I'm pointing where I come.
You're getting very, very close. I'm not sure you're that madrega here, but you're doing a great job. It's another 50 years of, constant witticism.
Home wasn't built in a day.
Exactly. Ushmul Amar Beis Genoz of Heralem. It's not just the Kesef and Zob, his whole treasury from top to bottom, not back and forth. Not a good idea. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Zayin Uichel Zayin Heralehen. He showed them weapons that were so strong that they could destroy other weapons. And the Mephoshim remind us of what we had back a few days ago in the Gemara, that it was a Radon was given by Nebuchadnezzar 300 mules full of heavy duty armaments to go and destroy and get through the Shari Yerushalayim. They were also called that type of Lashon, Zayin Heralehen, Zayin Uichel Zayin. But they want to use it a different expression. Rashi uses it here. Parzala, the Shalit, the Parzala. Parzala means Barzel, iron. Iron which is Sholet, which can be Kovesh, conquer and vanquish other iron. In other words, very strong.
Weapons of mass destruction.
not quite.
No, stainless steel.
Iron is brittle. Iron is brittle, stainless steel is not.
Yes. So as you'll recall, they used all of those weapons, with the exception of one, to try to break through Shaar Yerushalayim, and they all failed, they all broke, and all broke to smithereens. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, I see it's not, this is not a good omen, I'm going home. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu came through a Navi and said to him, no. Unfortunately, the time has come to destroy Yerushalayim, stick around. And he used that final armament that he had. He didn't even use the front of it with the metal. He used the back of it where there was the eights, where they had the wooden handle. He pushed into Shaar Yerushalayim, he got straight in. So you see, everything works under Hashem's directions, etc. So anyway, the Gemara refers to that as Barzla, that is Sholet on other Barzla, that's Zion, Oichel Zion. Whatever happened as a result of Chizkiah showing all of his largesse, years later, unfortunately, the Goyim attacked and they took away all of that treasury. Now that they knew what was in the treasury, so they figured, Saloinzach, it pays to go and fight. They were incentivized to get this huge amount of booty, and he lost it all. Okay, since we spoke about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, now the Gemara is going to go and bring a bunch of psukim from Eicha, and the Gemara is going to explain each one. So the first one is Eicha Yashuv Avodot. Omer Rava, Omer Yechon, Nei Malaka Yisrael, B'Eicha, Misha Ovru Ashloishim, B'Sheish, Krisa Shematayr. Why, unfortunately, Klai Yisrael, one of the reasons why they lost the Beis Hamikdash, why they lost Yerushalayim, and Eicha Yashuv Avodot, all the terrible things that happened as a result. You know why? Because they were over on the 36 Krisis. What means the 36 Krisis? If you open up Mesechtas Krisis, the very first mission on the first Amid, lists 36 Krisis, that if a person does or does not do those things, Barry will immediately remind us what's the difference between the Lavan and the Essen.
Korban Pesach and Mila are mitzvahs say, the other 34 are los asas.
Right. So if you're over
36.
So, I'm sorry, what was that?
A lav is 36.
So if you add them all up together, the 2 plus the 34, the 36 things for either their omission or their commission that one gets karis. And apparently, Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, were over on these 36. What is the gematria of the word Eicha? Aleph, of course, is 1. Yud is 10. 1 and 10 is roughly 11. Chaf is 20. 20 plus 11 is roughly 31. And Hey plus 31 gets you to 36. Can you imagine? How do I know this? Rashi says, Eicha lamed vav migematria. Lamed vav. So we're over on these lamed vav krisin. And that's why, unfortunately, we had Eicha, all the lamentations, all the tzaris, burning of the Mishmigdish, destruction of Yerushalayim, etc., etc.
So it wasn't because of idol worship, murder.
And other things as well. The Gemara doesn't go into all the detail, but this apparently added fuel to the fire. It's fuel to the flame. How come Eicha is written Aleph Beis, right? If you take out the Eicha, Eicha Yoshua Bodad, and then it says Bochay Sivka Balayla, etc. Aleph Beis Gimel. Why is it written Aleph Beis? And they should over on the Torah in the Aleph Beis. They were over on the Torah Torah in many different ways, which were given Aleph Beis. So we explain now Eicha. What's Yoshua Bodad? Amar Abba, Amar Reb, Yoichanan, Amar Kachvorcha, Ani Amarti. But Ishkan Yisrael Betach, Bodad ein Yaakov eretz dogen v'sirosh af shom of yarfu tol. Achshav yeh bodad moishava. What does this mean? So Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Klal Yisrael should be taka bodad. They should be on their own, autonomous. They should be exclusive. And the reason is he meant it l'toiva, that they should have the exclusive rights to an eretz dogen v'sirosh, eretz Yisrael, fertile land, beautiful crops, nourishing crops. Afshom of Yarfa told the Shemaim is going to be pouring out tal and mutter and all the rest, tons and tons of brachas. And Klal Yisrael will get that solely, exclusively on their own because they happen to be so special. However, now that they have sinned, they're going to continue to be isolated and continue to be exclusive, but not exclusive lebracha, exclusive lera'ah, unfortunately. Afshom yebodan meshavam, and that they're now going to be in galus, and there's going to be anti-Semitism, and there's going to be crusades, and there's going to be pogroms, and there's going to be terrible hatred towards the Jews, because they're going to be an exclusive category on their own. So I wanted them to be exclusive, I wanted them to be first class, but now they're unfortunately going to fly with the freight, they're going to fly with the animals, Rahman al-Islam. And we continue on, Ha'ir Abbasiyah. Now the Gemara is not being critical, the Gemara is just telling us historically that they wanted to have big families, so instead of having a cotton and a ketana, they mixed it, ketana legodol, gdol lekotan. Why did they mix it? So Rashi explains, because young kids, when they first become fertile, their reproductive organs are not fully baked and fully cemented yet, and so therefore, Lamoshel, the boy's zera will still be kolish, will still be shvach, and the woman's womb that would accept the zera is also somewhat still fresh and incomplete, and therefore lesser chances that a child will be born from a union between husband and wife.
Be fruit from the womb.
Be fruit from the womb, very good. Or from the lumen, for that matter. However, if you start off with a ktana, even though her evorim may be somewhat incomplete, however, when you have a godol, when he's putting in shechva zera, which is nice and strong and potent, that will make up for whatever deficiencies she may have in her reproductive organs. And fakert, ugdol lekotan, if you're talking about a cotton who just became bar mitzvah, so his zera is not very strong. However, if it goes into her womb, then that will hopefully be very fruitful. So that was what they did in those days, and that's why it says, Ira Basayam, they tried to increase the nation by doing such shidduch. It's like it says, ki almana, not mamish almana. Manam, of course, would mean that the husband passed away. Here we're talking about like an aguna. And therefore, I don't know, every single day the wife is waiting, he's going to come back, and now it's already been a year, and 5 years, and 10 years, she can't get married, so she's like an almana, and because she doesn't know the status of her husband, Nebuch Rachman Litzlan. One of them, Forshim, puts a positive explanation on this Gemara, and he says, we find by Yaakov Avinu, that even though Yosef was not with him already for 22 years, Pasuk says, "Vayimo ein lehis nachem." He refused to go and take nechama. So Rashi in Chumash says, "Why would Daddy refuse? Because he believed that he was still alive. And anybody that's still alive, you'll never be able to come to peace with it and say, okay, person's not here. No. You still have that yearning, that hoping, that craving that person will return.' So here too, he's saying, ki almana, that I'm still hoping and craving that my husband will come back, and therefore I'm not closing this and saying, forget about it. No, I keep on hoping that the Baruch Hu is eventually going to bring the Geula, Mashiach will come, and we'll be reunited. Shtei Vayit in the Pasuk, Rabasi B'Gagoyim, Sarasi Bam Dinais. What does that come to tell you? Omer Rav, Omer Rav, Yechonon, Kalmokim, Shehein Holchen, wherever Yidin go, Nasim Sarn Ladineim. Immediately the people realize that the Jews, Baruch Hashem, they have the seichel, they have the wherewithal, the intelligence, and therefore they automatically are appointed to high positions, as the Gemara is going to tell you now, a real life story. Just like we know in Spain, who was the big... The Abarbanel. So in many, many countries, who was in the Secretary of State in the time, I think Johnson was Kissinger. Yes, Nixon.
And what about Daniel in Persia?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I would say these two examples in the same breath, but you're 100% right. Anyway, so the point is, Rabosi Bagoyim, when they got into the other nations, Saras Ramdinas, they were recognized for their intelligence and became Sarim. The Gemara tells us now a real life story. Tana Rabbanan, Maizim Mishnei Bnei Adam, Shinishbu Bahar Karmel, they were unfortunately taken into captivity, hostages, Nebuch, Boyishavoy Mahalach Achareim, and the captor was following them, they were all riding on the back of animals, and the captor was in back of them. So the two that were captured, the two hostages, one says to the other one, you see that camel that's going in front of us? It's blind in one eye. And you see it has on the sides two noidois. Noidois are jugs. One has in it wine and the other one has in it oil. There are two people that are leading the animal. Shavoy is in back of them. He's listening very intently to what they have to say. And he says, "Am kshe oyrev, yo stiff-necked people. How do you know this? This is, you know, all conjecture. This is all speculation. This is all a joke. How do you get this?" So Amalai, no, it's not conjecture. It's very simple. The gomel that is walking in front of us, notice from time to time it takes a snack and eats some of the forage, some of the foliage on the floor, but it's only eating from the right side, not from the left side, or only left side, not from the right side. Why would it do that? Because it only has one eye. The one eye that sees the food eats. The other eye doesn't see it, so it doesn't eat.
Gamal chasadim.
Gamal chasadim, yeah. What are the shteinoides? You know how we know? Because both of them are dripping. And the achshul yayim etavte v'shaker. We see that the drops that are dripping, and they are swallowed up, they are absorbed into the land. V'shoshem etavte v'tzof. You see on the other side, there's a little pool of that shemen which is accumulating. Because shemen doesn't easily absorb. How do we know that? Because when they had to go and urinate, Nochri nifne b'derech, he smack in the middle of the road, he, you know, went to the bathroom. But Yisrael niflitzadam, but Yisrael said, "Excuse me for a moment," and he went in back of a tree, went into the forest somewhere. Why? Because says Rashi, because Ayid is motzniyistik. He doesn't go and act like a goy prost in the middle of the gas. He goes on the side. Anyway, this is what the Shavoy heard, and he said, "Let's see if this is true or not." Rodef Acharim, he ran after those two goyim that were in the front, and he asked them, Taka, what about the Gomel, and what about the Noidais, and what's good for him? It's Taka Emes. But Benoshka Naroshi went back to them, and he gave him a kiss on the forehead. Vehivi on the base, and he brought him into his home, Vaslan Suda Gedoyim, and he gave him a Groysa Suda, Vahimarakid Lefneim, and he was dancing. The Omar, Boruch Shebacha Bezarish Levron, Vaslanhem Mechamasai, gave them so much chachman and tell them, how did they figure that out? I've been going with his gomel mati tzvai chevra for so many years, I didn't know anything about this. Chomokim shehein holchen nasim sorum ladenem. Upatran, he let go of them, he freed them. Volchalavateyem lisholoim. Halavai the hostages today, we should also go with them lisholoim. But this is all based on that it said, sarasi bagoyim, they become sarasi bamdinai. Go to other nations and they're quickly recognized for their great intelligence and they become the sar. Second pasuk in Eicha. What is the shtei b'chiyos? Shtei b'chiyos halolu lama. Om Rabba Ram Yoichanan. Echad al mikdash rishon v'echad al mikdash sheni. Because unfortunately, Tisha B'Av, we commemorate the destruction of both Bat Mikdashos. One b'chiyah for one b'chiyah for the other. And then it says b'chiyos sivke b'alayla. What's b'alayla? Iske layla. Famous Chazal Shneimar. V'atis kol eidu v'yitnu eskoyim v'yifko om b'alayla hahu. This is, of course, when the Meraglim came back and they gave their bad report. Everybody was crying. On Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Oisai, Hayoim, maybe Oisai Laila, what is it, Tufta Zayt? He just, Oisai, okay. Oisai, what was it? Laila, thank you. Oisai Laila, Leil Tisha B'Av Hoya, that night was Leil Tisha B'Av, Yifko Omba Laila, who that night was the night of Tisha B'Av. You're just crying for naught, for no reason. But this day, Tisha B'Av, this night is going to become B'chila Doris, and we know about the five terrible things and even more that happened on Tisha B'Av. So that's Balayla. Tabracha Balayla, Shekola Boicha Balayla, Koyle Nishma. Whoever cries at night, you can hear the crying far away. Why can you hear it far away?
It's quiet outside.
That's true. Why is it quiet at night more quiet than during the day? Oh, because you're going to tell me, because people are traveling, coming and going, talking, shelling, it's true. But besides that, Rashi says, because the sun, there's a noise that comes out, obviously it's a noise that's in the background, you don't easily hear it, but there's a noise from the sun every day.
Radiomagnetic radiation.
Oh, that could be. I'm not familiar with all of that, but could very well be. So if you look on the right-hand side, Koile Nishma in the Rashi, Koile Nishma, it's about a quarter down the Amid. The beginning of the line, exactly right, very good. So Rashi, Koyle Nishma, you hear it at night better than during the day. Can I read by Alma? Sechtes Yuma, name Ma Ein Ha Koyle Nishma by Yoim Kibalayla. How come you cannot hear the sounds during the day like you hear them at night? Galgal Chama Hamenaser Berakia, because of the constellation of the Chama, which is Menaser, which cuts through the horizon, the heavens. And that makes noise, apparently. And that noise drowns out a lot of noise that's going on here down below. Mm-hmm. But that's the Chama. That's during the day. At night, the Chama is, so to speak, sleeping. And therefore, there's nothing that is Menaser that makes this soaring sound there in the horizon. Therefore, it's much easier to go and hear someone who's crying or making noise. One should hear their kol, v'yachmoleh, they should have rachmanis on Eden, the Nebuchadnezzar now in Golus, because of the Chorb Yishalayim. V'yav b'ken, ein menachem lo. That's what the pasuk says, bochis sivcha balayla, ha'u nebuch v'ein menachem lo, but nobody comes to heed their voices and their cries. Anyway, so back to Gemara, that was the second layla. The first layla was, b'chiyah shulchinah, b'chiyah ledoyis. Second was, b'layla shkol b'chiyah balayla, this is already ein lenu esik benestorais. But if a person cries, even the mazolis upstairs in Shemayim, the kachavim also cry along with that individual. Putting aside the mazolis and the kachavim, but people down below, when you hear somebody else cry, automatically that pulls on your heartstrings, mm-hmm. and you also start crying. The Gemara tells Masri Isha Achas, there was a story about an Isha Shechento Isha Ram Gamliel, who is the Shechento, the neighbor of Ram Gamliel, Shemais Ben Nebuch, her son passed away. And every night she used to cry and cry and cry, and Ram Gamliel, who lived next door, Shom Ram Gamliel, Koyla, Ubach, Kenegde, he also started crying. At Shenosh Arisa Enif, to the point God, that he lost all of his eyelashes. They all fell out because of the crying constantly every single night. The mochar, the next day, perhaps not mamish the next day, because Gemara says a number of nights. So he kiru by Talmidim. The Talmidim saw that Nebuch Ram Gamliel apparently didn't get a lot of sleep that night, and Nebuch all of his eyelashes fell out. By tziu mishkanasai, and they made a change of location. They relocated somewhere else so that she should not be the next door neighbor Ram Gamliel, because she wasn't letting
his eyelashes come back.
That the Gemara doesn't discuss it.
Ashes mashma.
Yes,
they fell downward.
Yes.
Zainab sam shem bas ayin a nifel nichbal al ayin.
Nichbal al ayin.
Oh, Ruba mitinos.
So they didn't fall out. They fell down.
Fell down. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
So it's not necessary to buy new ones because they're
probably, right. You could just
exactly roll them up. Okay. Very good. I'm glad that you're here to explain all of this for us. Okay, let's continue on. Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, each time we say Amar Rav, each time it says Amar Rav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-meitzer Yisrael anaser roish. Whoever meitzer oppresses Klal Yisrael, he becomes big and famous and handsome because the Umas Ha'olam look to him. Oh, he's taking a stand against Eden. Why do you think Erdogan is making himself against the Jews?
Oh, yeah.
He wants the Nasser Roish. Right. He wants to become a Gantz Macher.
He's talking Turkey.
Anyway, so that's how you tzerel the rice.
I think you skipped one. I'm Rav Amriyachim. He should book about Nurel.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to make a siyum. Now we've got to start. When's the siyum going to be? Okay.
I missed three lines.
I know, yeah. I'm Rav Amriyachim. Ki ishi sheboicha al bal Nurel. That's the lotion of... Sorry. Now we've left out three words. Right after it says Bochi Sivche Balaila, it says Dimaso Alechio. Dimaso means that she has the moist tears on her cheeks. Amarava Amarbirkanan Ki Isha Sheboicha Al Bal Nura. It's like a woman that is crying Nebuch about her young husband that passed away. Mm-hmm. Where does that say Dimaso Alechio? So Rashi said that the word Lechi doesn't only mean cheeks, it also comes from a word Lach. Lach means still young and fresh. Alechia loshin lachus v'na'arus, going lach v'yavish. So this is not a lady of 98 years old that is crying. He is talking about a young lady that's crying, and Nebuch is coming down on her soft and moist cheeks.
Making tracks
of it. Anyway, so bottom line is, that's the Domus Alechia, Shenemar, and that's what we say, that's what we bring, of course, in Kinnis on Tisha B'Av, Eli is not Kaili, but Eli Tzion V'Yoreh, right? Anyway, Eli is a Lashon of Lamentation, a Lashon of Kinnis. Kipsula Chagureza Ka'al, Ba'nureho, Kipsula, like a young lady, a young virgin, Chagureza, that's wearing a sack, Nebuch on her. Yeah, exactly. And we continue on. Shteit Vayit in the Potsu Yitzareh L'Roish. So we already learned this. Amar Abba Amar Yechon and Kalamitz Yisrael Nasa Roish. Whoever tries to oppress Klal Yisrael, he becomes big and handsome and famous. He becomes a Gantz Macher. That's why a lot of people want to oppress the Jews. Then the word Shnemar Aleph of the Rangeburg takes it out. Right? It's the Rangeburg, the Aleph, yeah? Or maybe it's the Gro. No, the Gro takes it out. Kilei Muav. Nimchak Shnemar. So you take out the word Shnemar. This is a new Chazal. We just finished now Kalamitz Yisrael Nasa Roish. Period. Finished. Next thing. Says in the Pasuk, Kilei Muav Lasher Mutzak Lo. Now notice the similarity that we talked about the Meitzik, what was the previous Pasuk? The Gemara brought about the Meitzik, Yitzurel Roish, Kolam Meitzik Yisrael. So this is Kolam Meitzik Yisrael, Lashem Mutzak Lo, Keis Harishon, Ekel Aretz Zvulim, V'Aretz Naftali, V'Achron, Hichmet, Derech Hayom, Over Eber Yaren, Gilil Hagoy. What does all of this mean? So the Gemara says about this Kilei Muaf, Lashem Mutzak Lo, Omer Rabban, B'Yochanan, Kolam Meitzik Yisrael, Einoi Oyev. Whoever oppresses and causes tzaris for Klal Yisrael does not become tired. Forget, he comes stronger and stronger from day to day. Let's think of new gezeiros, new decrees, new evil things to do against Klal Yisrael. So that's Leimuaf. There's no ayefus, no getting tired. Lashem Mutzakla, the one that's trying to cause tzaris for Klal Yisrael. Next pasuk, Lo Yalechem Kol Do'ivrei Dark. Nocha pasuk in Eicha, Lo Yalechem. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan Mikan LeKublonim Min HaTayra. What means Kublon? As you know, even today, especially if you're speaking in Yiddish and if you're speaking in Hebrew and English, people say, Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, that this terrible thing that befell the Smith family, Lo Yaleinu, it shouldn't happen to us, Lo Yaleichem shouldn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. So that's an expression that people use. So we shouldn't think that this is an expression that sounds almost like it's superstitious, strange. Mm. Says Igmar, no, no, Mikan, from here is a rai that you're allowed to go and that you perhaps should say when you're speaking to someone else about terrible events that have happened, that they should go and say Li Aleinu or Li Aleichem, and you shouldn't go and scoff at it. It's just Yiddishism. What are you talking about? No. Mikan Likavlonim in a Torah. That's where this expression comes from. And the pasuk says Li Aleichem Kol Oivrei Dorech. What's Oivrei Dorech? Amram Amram Amarav Asuni Ke Oivrei Al Das. What's happening now is that Klal Yisrael is bemoaning in Eicha that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is equating us Klal Yisrael with the infamous Sdoim Vamoira that we have in the times of Avraham Avinu in the Torah. Where do we see that they are being equated? Kol Oivrei Dorech. So Gemara the Il B'Sdoim Ksiv Vashem Himta Al Sdoim. Now the Gemara leaves out the key words here for this drasha. Vashem Himta Al Sdoim Gofris Va'esh Min Hashemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu sent fire down, raining down from heaven. Il B'Shalayim Ksiv Mimorim Shalach Esh Va'atzmoy Sava Yedena. Kodesh Baruch Hu also sent down that same Esh Min Hashemayim Mimroim. Sent down the Esh. So therefore, unfortunately, we're being equated as if we're on the same Madrega Rachmon Litzlan as Sodom. Now the Gemara is going to say, it's not that we're equated. In fact, we're worse. And right. Take out the base again of the Gra says, take out the word Uksiv. It says in Pasuk, V'yigdal Ovoin Bas Ami Mechata Sodom. Our Chatoim, Bas Ami, says Rabbi Nishloilam, the Chatois of Klal Yisrael were worse than Sodom. Wow. If that's the case, is the Kodesh Baruch Hu show favoritism? What does that mean? So Rashi explains. If in fact the Pasuk says that we're worse than Sodom, what happened to Sodom? Kodesh Baruch Hu was mahapach against Sodom, va'amoira metagans v'nahapachu, upside down. So how come Klal Yisrael was spared that? Of course they had to make a plate, they all were never thrown out and became refugees. And exiled, as well as Beis Midrash was burned, but it didn't have that major mapecha effect like Sdoim V'Amoira. And if we're worse than them, it should be worse. And again, the Gemara says that we had one Mida Toiva. And this ties into the Gemara that we said at the beginning of today's share, the Legima effect. Legima of giving food to others. We had a special Mida. Your sisters, Sodomites, they had their avoidness. Goin sivas lochem. They had sevia. Bechalt v'sevato v'rachta. They had sevia. They had an abundance of food, abundance of bread. However, he had only the evyon lechzika, but they wouldn't give an only the evyon. Remember when Loit wanted to go invite guests? This is not our minig.
Not in Sodom.
Not in Sodom.
They only want guests for one reason.
Yeah.
That's why they were called Sodomites.
Very good. They didn't put the two together. Very good. Anyway, so they were very, very bad people. They would not give them legume. They wouldn't give them food. The famine and the drought was so terrible that they had no food to eat. They would never would go and kill and they would go and cook their own kindlach. However, when they did that, they would go and call next door to their neighbors, Nancy and to Sally and to Sprintz, and say, come on over and share this field, this food with us. So we see that even though Nebuch, what's going on in Yerushalayim, and Nebuch, the people that were running away and all that, but still they had that Mida Toiva of giving to others and sharing with others.
And they weren't kidding.
Yeah. Next pasuk. Sila kalabirei Hashem bekirbi. What does this mean? The Abir Hashem means the strong ones, the strong men of Klal Yisrael. They became Sila. So Rashi says Sila means like the word Misila. Misila is a path, as if a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel tread on them like one treads on a path and tishmet to them. It says, and the Gemara borrows not only the word Sila for purposes of Misila, but also for the purpose of Nifsila. Ka'adam Shem Lechaveri Nifsila Mat Be'ezu. Like a person says that if you step on a coin long enough and you tread on it and you smash it, then this matbe is no longer current. You can't use it in currency because it's all
tishmet. No longer currency.
Yeah. So the same thing where the seal is also pasla and misila, so that nebuch, that's what was happening to the strong men of Klal Yisrael. Right. It said in the pasuk, patzu alayich p'em. Is it alayich or alecha? Patzu alayich p'em. Again, a pasuk in eicha. Now, what is strange about this pasuk is that if you look up that perek in Eicha, you'll find that the pei precedes the ayin. And this is not the only time. There are five parakim altogether in Eicha. The fifth one, as you know, does not go aleph beis, but the first four do. The first capital in Eicha has the oisius in order, including ayin before pay. Capital 2, pay is Gimel and Dalet, all have the pay before the ayin. And Potzolayach Piyam is the first of those three. And the question is, after all, that's out of order. We're going Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. It should be Ayin and then Pei. I'll tell you one. Bishul Maraglam, Shomer, Befiyam, Mashali, Ro'u, Beinei. After all, the first Avera and the first thing that we commemorate on Tisha B'Av is because you have the Avera of the Maraglam, B'chiel, B'chinam, Nanetetel, B'chan, B'chiel, Doirois. And what did the Maraglam sin? That they said things with their mouth which they didn't actually see. What we call today fake news. They said X, Y, and Z, and a lot of it was not true. So that's why the pay comes before the ayin, because the pe spoke what the ayin didn't see. So it's okay. Right, oichli ami ochlu lechem Hashem loy karo. What does that mean? Omar Rav Omar Abar Biyochanan kol oichem ilachman shel Yisrael toyim tam lechem. Whoever goes and eats from the lechem of Klal Yisrael, he feels the tam lechem. Now, what does that mean? Says Rashi, because the goyim used to steal the lechem from us. And mayim genuvim yimtaku, in this case, mayim lechem yimtaku, they had hanoah, this bread is really good. So those that went and stole the lechem for Yisrael, they felt the tam lechem in their gzela. Shenoichem lachem Yisrael, ein toyim tam lechem. Now the pasuk says, Hashem loy karo, what does that mean? Rav omer el hadiyon, v'shmul omer el malam litanoikis. That means that they, the Dayanim, were corrupt, and Hashem Lekaro, they didn't decide to go and do Din Torah, like it says in the Torah, the Das of Hashem, but Hashem Lekaro, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much, goodbye, and they decided on their own how to paskin, which unfortunately was corrupt and criminal, but that's Hashem Lekaro. Shemul Amma Il Malam Tanoikis, and the Malamdim did not work bin Ne'emonis. What's the Lashon of Rashi? Rashi says, Sha'uisim Malachtim Ramiya. That they took their malach and they did it in a crooked way, without doing it in an honest, with integrity, and teaching the kindlach how to learn and all the rest. Okay, back in our Mishnah we had a list of 3 + 4, 3 malachim and 4 hejoites. Me manan, who put together this list? Amr Ravashi, manan, they're the ones who came up with this list. Amr Yuna Marav, big show. So what's really the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is because who's going to go to Olam Haba? Who's not going to go to Olam Haba? We can only, you know, conjecture. We can only think about it. Oh, there's Harusha Marisha. Blah, blah, blah. But do we know who goes to Olam Haba? Who's not going to go to Olam Haba? Do we know that Ochaz or Omain, they did go to Olam Haba, and Menashe and Achav don't go? I mean, who knew this? Oh, Asher Sagdoyla, because among them there were Nevi'im, and so therefore they, with their great Chochmah, they were Moina. Omer Vira Marab, Biksha Uidlimnois Echad. They wanted to go and add one more. And our Gemara doesn't say who that one more is, but Rashi tells us Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech, he should be among those. Yes, because the pasuk says about Shlomo Melech, the Besayf Yomov, that his wives hit the Waisai, they went and drained him a cup until he was Oyved Avodah Zarah. Now that's how the sound of the pasuk is. Chazal tell us Chas V'Shalom Shlomo Melech. Mishle, Kehelez, he was the one that left. He didn't go and do Avodah Zarah. Well, because the wife had such an influence over him, and he was maskim to do this and that and the other for them, so it's as if he was Chas V'Shalom Oyved Avodah Zarah, and that's why they wanted to add Shlomo Melech. But of course they didn't. Why not? So now we're going to have a Gemara which is similar to the Gemara in Bav Metzia with the Tanur Shel Achnoi. That what? Bod Musti Yukmei Shel Aviv. The appearance, the facial features of their father came in front of Ashkenaz Gdoila, Menishtecha Lefneim, and bowed down to them and said, Tima Toiva, David HaMelech says, let my son Shloima into the club of those that go to Olam Haba, and don't put him in the list of those that Eilem Chet Haba. L'shkicho Leah. And they didn't bother listening to David HaMelech. Bo'esh b'na shemayim v'lichecha esh b'saf saleim. A fire came down from heaven, and now lichcha, it singed all of their benches that they were sitting on. They ignored it. Who is this referring to? This is referring to Shlomo Melech. He was an ish mohir b'malachta. In which respect? If you look up in Nach, in Melachim, where it talks about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, he, Shlomo Melech, devoted years and years to the Beis Hamikdash. When he was finished in the Beis Hamikdash, then he talks about his own personal residence where he's going to live. Hikdim Beisi, the Bais of the Beis Hamikdash of Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Beis Hoy his own. V'loy oy, elishim Beisi, Baruch Hashem B'shanim, he made sure that they go and build it with alacrity. They don't go and sleep on the job. U'beisi Baruch Hashem B'shanim, he gave him 13 years. Lefnei Malachim Yisyatzev, Bal Yisyatzev, Lefnei Chashuchim. Don't let him, Chas V'Shalom, stand among the Chashuchim, the Rishoyim, but rather he should stand, Lefnei Malachim, proudly among those that Yeshlem Chedek Olam. And guess what? V'Yishkiach Aleha. Vaita, the Anshikness of Doyle said, Toyra La Bashamayimi, we ignore that. Yotze Basko V'Yomra, Hame'imach, Yishalmena, ki ma'as tabi, ata tivcha v'loy ani. What is this all about? So Rashi explains that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Anshikness of Doyle, the decisions of who goes to Olam Haba, who doesn't go to Olam Haba, those are my decisions. Those are not your decisions. After all, I am the ultimate supreme authority. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hame'imach Yishalmena, is it from you? Are you the ones that are going to decide, Yishalmena, who's going to do tashlum and who's going to be punished? Ki ma'asta, that you're moyis in Shlomo Melech, ki ata tifchar, you're going to choose, v'lo yani, not me. I'm the one that's in charge of all of this. And says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I decide Shlomo Melech, yesh lechel kaba. And therefore the conclusion is, Shlomo Melech is not in the list, and yesh lechel kaba.
Overruled, they didn't have jurisdiction.
Exactly.